We're back. And off camera, we were just talking about some really lighthearted, interesting technology in the medical and brain development field, dementia.
Do you want to talk about dementia or do you want to talk about these Uber Eats prices right now?
Well, you know, it's
also,
one
I want
or
to
the
talk
other.
About what are we back from?
Yeah. On today's episode
well,
of
Stands. Well, you're back in our house. Welcome
oh,
back.
Fuck. I think I have dementia.
Oh. Yeah.
See, James, yeah. Here we are reminding you.
There's C James, there's B James, A James.
There's James 2.0, AI James 3.0. Then there's Mr. Jimmy.
And we're back.
And we're
today
back.
Is a very exciting day for me. I have the opportunity to do this podcast. I'm very thankful. We got the extra sauce guys here, and I'm going to fulfill a dream of mine. I'm going to get Sizzler on Uber Eats.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a buffet restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Essentially, right? So I'm always on Uber Eats. When you're not home, I'm fucking fending for myself. So I'm always going through. It's the biggest ripoff of all time. But I noticed one day you can order a steak and lobster from Sizzler on Uber Eats.
Okay. So but how does it negate the buffet style then, right? You can just order one thing?
Well, here's the thing. I think Sizzler at the core of it is a steak restaurant, but they have a buffet. But I would
Sizzler,
never.
That makes sense. Yeah, okay.
I'm wearing an Outback Steakhouse shirt.
Oh, but, treason.
Buffalo Wild Wings represent.
Twice.
Yeah, also.
Spice
yeah.
Girls.
Thrice.
Oh, three times. Yeah.
Thrice.
Spice Girls.
Dude, so yeah. So I think at the core of it, Sizzler is a steak restaurant. I don't know the history or the logistics, but I don't see people going there for fancy steak nights. They go there for the buffet, unless it's just
know,
a great
maybe.
Deal.
I've never had Sizzler. I know nothing about it.
Okay, so I'm going to pull this up. So the steak and lobster is $32 before Uber Eats stuff.
With the fees, it's going to be like 50.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem bad for steak and lobster. Like, I just spent 50 bucks on soup.
You think it's going to be good?
I don't know, and I'm fucking so excited to find out.
Have you guys ever eaten at Sizzler's in general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So back in the day, I used to go because they had a taco bar, which was awesome, but they also have spaghetti.
Salad
and
bar, spaghetti, ice cream.
It seems like
the chain restaurant version of Jack in the Box.
Didn't you and Brandon make like spaghetti ice cream last time we were at Sizzler?
Me and Brandon.
Oh, that's what I said, Brandon.
Oh,
yeah, let's go, Brandon.
That's what I said.
Make
Yeah.
Alarm.
Let's go,
ding,
Brandon.
Ding,
let's
ding.
Go to Sizzler.
You said the bad word.
Yeah, they ran out of bowls one time.
Yeah.
And he got soft serve ice cream on a plate with a fork.
Yes.
And it was one of the craziest things I've seen in a restaurant.
Yeah, so we're just going to do it. I mean, we were talking about it, and we're just actually going to do it now.
Oh, my God. So it has 80% like ratio.
Really?
108 people have ordered it, and
only
there's an upgraded version.
What's on the upgraded version?
A ribeye.
Oh, my God.
Also,
we don't even eat beef.
100 beef. But also 108. Like, what's the time span on that?
The ratio? Like, a lot of people use Uber Eats, and there's only 108.
You're
that seems low.
You're gonna have to eat the steak. How do you like steak? If you don't want to eat the whole thing,
super like not even cooked.
Really?
Like, swear to God, not like I like it
rare.
Just like
would you
really
guys? Do you guys want to try the Sizzler steak or is that? Do you like that or is that gross sounding to you? I want to make sure everyone can try it.
I tend to.
Jeff, you want to take a bite of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I tend to also stay away from like cow and red meat unless it's about to be thrown out.
Yeah.
I'm a bit
so
like,
you're in luck.
So this is a delicacy Sizzler. For
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Are you cool with medium rare or what's the consensus?
It's gotta
rare.
Be the,
I think
the
they're
rare
all saying rare.
Possible.
Just do rare.
Okay. Rare.
Just tell them as rare as possible. It'll cook on the way over here.
I don't eat steak often, but if I'm gonna eat steak, it's gonna be fucking bloody.
Okay. Well, we'll see. This will be one of the rating factors,
right.
I guess.
Baked potato modifications.
Baked potato.
We're gonna go. Butter, sour cream, chives.
I love.
That's just it, right?
Give it back.
I love baked potato modifications.
All right. So we're at $31.89 right now.
What are you putting on it? A nose ring?
yeah. Body, but it's just like a baked potato, like
suspended
with
the
hooks, like
the hooks in the back.
Just fucking Aphex Twin playing in the background.
It's got a boner because of it.
Yeah, a little baby potato boner.
It's a spud.
Beef.
And we're back. Anyway, so we were just talking. Where am I? Who am I? We're just waiting for Eric to. What are the baked potato modifications? What can we add to this thing?
It's fucking ordered already.
Oh my God.
I got the works.
Oh.
The works.
Speaking of beef, this was came out like a good while ago, but did you watch Beef?
Yeah, Beef was great. That came out a while ago.
Steven
they
Young,
won an Oscar, right?
I'm sure, yeah.
Or an Emmy,
won
whatever. I don't know. One of those things.
I think Steven Yeun's my...
What? Oh, my God. What? How much was it?
52.
Yeah, nailed it. God, I knew it.
Thanks to our sponsor, Hayes BB.
Give us that $100 from last week.
I spent it.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, we saw a billboard for Beef recently, and Rebecca was like, I wonder if there'll be a season two. And I'm like, there can't be.
No, hope they don't.
It'd have to be an anthology.
It would have to be a different cast, yeah.
Yeah.
Which would be cool.
Speaking of anthologies, Fargo. Just wrapped up season five of Fargo. Not my favorite one.
No.
Good compared to some of them, but have you ever seen that show?
Season two is my favorite.
I watched like season, like the rendition or whatever, season one, I think. Yeah. It was okay. I didn't watch the rest of them. I only just started watching True Detective, though.
Oh, yeah.
With the season four with Jodie Foster. I think I saw a little bit of, like, season one with fucking, what's his name, handsome fucker.
Billy Bob Thornton?
No, that's no, Fargo.
He's
talking True Detective.
Yeah, True Detective with fucking...
Matthew McConaughey.
I watched a little bit. Wasn't that fucking... Anytime, I mean, you know, unpopular opinion, but I'm one of those people where it's, like, same with, like, Game of Thrones or something... Where it's like, as soon as something's like super popular and like everybody's just talking about it, I'm like, I'm not interested. And it's not like to be like super contrarian or anything like that.
Sure.
But it's just like, it's uninteresting. I have to wait till people stop talking about it.
No, you're not alone there. Yeah. I'm the same way. And it's not contrarian in my opinion either. It's just more like I hear about it so much. It's almost overstimulating where I'm just like, okay, my God, a fucking enough. But then I eventually come around and I watch it and I love it.
Yeah. You gotta wait till the hype dies down a little bit. Yeah.
I tend to do that with bands here and there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By the time I listen to them and fall in love with them, canceled.
You just started. Oh, yeah. You just started.
All
listening.
Bands are canceled all the time.
You just started listening to Michael Jackson.
Have you heard that song "Beat It"?
Yeah.
Now I don't know what that song's about.
Beef. Beef it.
Beef it. Yeah.
Thriller. Pretty creepy, buddy.
Pretty young thing.
They just they just opened up like.
Don't.
Pretty, oh my God.
Don't
dude.
Don't tee me up like that.
BYT. I thought we're just making you know slight accusations right now, but.
Hell yeah, pretty. Young.
Trunk full of stuffed animals.
I mean, the album that came out right before all the stuff happened was called Dangerous.
Oh my God.
You know.
Oh, good luck fighting that.
Yeah, they're like, sir, your track record of song titles and album names was not helping your case.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like Little Boys EP.
Yeah, the bonus track.
Yeah.
Don't touch me there.
No finger.
Wink. Yeah. It had a wink emoji.
Fucking guy walks around with gloves so he doesn't leave fingerprints.
Oh, jeez.
That's actually smart. Yeah, you only touch shit with one hand.
Yeah, exactly.
He touched himself with the other.
Yeah, exactly right.
Let's not disparage the man, okay?
Yeah, he's great.
All right.
Love him. So we went to Hard Rock Cafe the other day.
Speaking of hard.
Before Jimmy Kimmel, we stopped in there for just lunch because it was across the street, had a couple beers, whatever. They used to have this corner because they have memorabilia everywhere. This corner used to have like
It was the rap corner.
It was the rap corner.
It was called the Snoop Coop because it had like a lot of Snoop Dogg stuff.
Yeah, and the Snoop Coop. That's great.
The Snoop Coop, yeah.
They got rid of the rap corner.
For some reason.
Probably the racist. Or
I don't know.
Maybe the Hard Rock Cafe had enough of rap.
I've never been to Hard Rock Cafe.
Ever?
No.
Any of them?
Nope. Never.
What?
I mean, I don't know if it's that crazy, but it's crazy enough.
No, it's
to
just kind of crazy just because they're everywhere.
And you're such a hard rocker.
I wish. I mean, it's crazy. I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's cool. I've never been.
I feel like it's the same thing, just with food.
Why did you go to Ohio?
Just passing through.
Oh, like on a drive.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. I was gonna say that's a weird.
That makes sense.
I've driven back and forth across America now like 7 times.
For real?
Yeah,
for real. Oh, yeah. I mean, you've come out here a few times.
I've been constantly just going back and forth, beefing.
Back and forth.
On the run?
Uh-huh.
Just like on the run from something? Yeah,
sometimes.
You can't arrest them.
Yeah. I drove to Texas one time, all in one trip, without stopping. The only time I stopped was for gas. By the time I got there, I was... Let's say worse for the wear.
Yeah, I bet you were super sober.
No
enhancements there, but
nope.
Just straight to Texas.
That's right.
Yep, just fine.
Just on the wings of love.
Great song.
On the wings of love.
Oh my God.
Perfect.
So anyways, they changed the Hard Rock Cafe corner into a Michael Jackson area. And they're like, we're having a contest to name it. And I just went, the kiddie corner. And they're like, we can't use that one. I'm like, it's not going to get better, though. You can't get better than that.
Neither could he, I guess.
The Jack Shack.
Oh, my God. You shouldn't be giving these away for free.
Hard Rock Cafe owes me money.
Hard Rock Cafe owes me money.
You're lucky you haven't bootlegged your fucking restaurant yet.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of hard things I could be making fun of on that t-shirt. Damn, dude.
Speaking of hard.
Yep. Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
It's been hard to figure out whether or not.
It's a sad thing.
So I told you a little while ago, I've been like walking past. There's a dog park right down the street from my apartment.
And what's your address?
It's 123 Fake Street.
Oh, yeah, cute. Absolutely. Yeah, cute. That's Hollywood, baby.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so I always walk by just to look at the dogs, and like I love corgis so much. I'm always like fucking scoping them out. But recently,
with binoculars.
Yeah. Okay. Scoping them out.
He wants to see them real close.
Yeah. I'm fucking Jelaine Maxwelling corgis.
Wow, fucking, like, great topical.
That one.
Yeah, we do have a running theme lately.
God, James. That one. That corgi.
It's so fucked.
Yeah. Okay. Come here. You're coming to the island, baby.
Oh, Corgi Island.
Yeah. No one gets off the island.
We're already demonetized.
So I recently.
I mean, it's been every episode so far.
Were we ever monetized?
No, we weren't.
Yeah, we do it for the people, baby.
I just ordered $50 of fucking Sizzler. Please give us money.
Oh, that's a write-off, baby.
It's not.
On the wings of love. So I started actually recently going into the dog park.
Not just watching from afar?
No, yeah. I don't know what's creepier. Standing outside the fence, like Terminator style.
Gripping.
Yeah, like staring at dogs. So recently I've been like, just slipping my way in there, like Michael Jackson. But slipping in there and just sitting on the bench and like letting the dogs come up to me, petting them, stuff like that. And like it feels okay, but...
Maybe ask the owner?
But the owners seem okay. It depends. I feel like it's owner to owner. I wanted your guys' opinion. Mm. Like, would you do it? Because like every once in a while, it's a dog that comes up to me. I'm like, haha, and the owner's like, yeah, she's very friendly. But I can't tell yet whether or not that owner knows that I don't have a dog.
Do they ask you like which one's yours?
Mm-mm.
How far away is this dog park from your house?
It's like a 2-minute walk.
No, that's not weird. In my opinion, that's not weird. That's a casual stroll. Yeah, you're going to enjoy some animals.
If it ever comes up. Just say, "Oh, this is my neighborhood," or just like,
"This is my dog park."
This is my dog.
Does it have a name?
I start pissing on shit.
I don't want to give away where you live, but does this park have a name?
No, it doesn't
at all. There's no post signage or anything.
I'm sure it does, but I don't know what the
figure
name
out
of it
what
is.
That is. Yeah. And when they ask, be like, "Oh, I'm
so and so."
Yeah.
You know, I'm Barnsdale.
I'm Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase.
I am Epstein. Epstein's dog park.
Yeah. Perfect.
We're just
all the way back. Just
around the wings of love.
God. Yeah. Classic. Sizzler is getting picked up.
Oh,
by who?
God.
Shout out. Christine. Shout out to Christine.
Yo, Christine.
98%. Not bad.
What'd you get?
Steak and lobster.
And a baked potato.
Yeah.
Okay. Loaded. Nothing else? Loaded.
Any modifications?
No, nothing else, because I don't think this is actually our lunch.
We're there.
Just getting kind of hungry.
I mean, the baked potatoes.
I can't eat beef or pork, though. Is there pork on the potato? Did you get bacon on it?
Yeah.
I got chives.
I like that.
What type of modifications on the potato are we talking?
I told you, body piercings, facial, back, dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's got front, a lot of back. Sour cream.
Just comes with a plate in its lip.
Comes.
Yeah.
Comes.
You guys are fucking ridiculous.
On the comes of love.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right on.
So yeah, that's getting picked up. So anyways, why don't you just get a fucking dog?
Well, that's the thing is, do you want a dog?
Responsibility?
I would love a dog, but...
What's holding you back? What's holding you back, bud? Tell me about it.
What's her name?
No, I just don't have enough space for a dog. You know, even a court, like, I'm not getting a dog
You've
until
I'm
ready for a
You've got a little yard back there. You've got a nice size apartment.
Sure, but like, I feel like I wouldn't be comfortable getting a dog and like going to work and leaving it alone all day.
Can the dog come with you?
Yeah, he'll Uber around.
Oh my God.
Be like, I hope you don't mind dogs.
Yeah, I could see that being an issue.
I guess you're right, actually. Mm-hmm.
Have you you've been back on Uber?
Yeah, I'm doing Lyft now.
Okay. How do you like it compared to Uber?
Realistically, I mean, like, it's cool, like, no bits or whatever. Sure. It's cool because I can actually get other shit done. I have so many other things that I'm, like, constantly... I can do chores while working at the same time or whatever. But pay-wise, I feel like it's... they have found the perfect loophole to pay you, like,
possible.
Under minimum wage. Yeah.
Less than Uber?
Yeah, because, like, kind of, like, if you... I talked to this dude that did it for a while, and he said... Really, the only way that you're going to make some, like, actual money is if you work 12-hour days, Jesus. 6 days a week.
Yeah.
And it's like you'll make $2,000 a week because they give you – if you work the, like, maximum amount of hours that you can, they give you, like, a $700 bonus at the end of the week or whatever.
Oh.
But, like, even – so if you just do it casually, it kind of equals out to about, like, 16, maybe 17 an hour.
I mean, yeah.
But after, like, gas and, like, mileage, car, shit like that, it kind of – like realistically evens out to like $12-$13 an hour.
Mm. Sure. So, which in 2024.
No, that's like unlivable.
Nothing. Sucks. Yeah, yeah. But yeah. I mean, you know.
I mean, good for you on hustling.
You got any like crazy people you've had in the car?
Yeah, you
I want
got
some
any...
like taxi driver confessions.
Not really yet. No. I usually work like days, which are like the worst
easier.
Or whatever. But like I worked New Year's and I got a bunch of drunk people, but like
that's like what Uber and Lyft is for, though.
Yeah,
to
but
get around safely drunk.
If anything, I'm always like, haha. Well, good thing you guys are driving with me,
right, little hero?
I'm also drunk.
Yeah. Cheers. Happy New Year, bitch.
Actually, one time, this is back when Eric and I did drugs, but we got an Uber from like point A location to point B location, which was a party location. And we were talking about drugs and drinking with the Uber driver, which is so weird. And we get to our second destination and the guy just turns around and was like, can I get a bump? Just straight up asked us. And we this is when we did drugs. So we had drugs on us.
You know what
we
I said?
Like, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, man.
Dude, there's nothing better than doing drugs
just, like,
with the Uber driver.
Insane.
Dude. Yeah, he like literally had to drive us to this like secret after party
it was
location.
Like an after hours,
And he was like... like, what is this? Because it's, like, disguised.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, like, it's a... We didn't care. We were on one. We're like, it's a fucking after-hours club, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, yeah. And we're like, you know, he's just like, do you mind? And I'm like, get your money,
dude. Yeah, we were,
like,
talking about it or something. He, like, I don't know. He asked us. We were already fucking on one. And we just, goddamn.
Yeah. That's 2 hours later, my Citizen app went off.
Yeah.
Flipped car in Hollywood. Yeah.
I will say that on those in those regards, too, they say, like, don't tip your Uber drivers or whatever, but...
they say that?
Who says that?
That's what I've always heard. I've heard. I think this is like it started like 2 years ago where people were like, no, they pay him like a pretty good wage. So, like,
no one says
you're not
that.
Supposed to tip. Well, nobody does tip.
What? I tip every single time.
I tip every single time.
Me too.
Yeah. That I believe.
That's
I believe
karma.
You don't. It's karma. It's definitely karma.
I feel like if you get Uber, like I tip this guy, obviously, if you get Uber Eats,
I tip for everything.
There's a chance that dude will come back to your house if you order Uber Eats often.
Yeah.
But I feel like people, when people aren't being monitored, will be the worst versions of themselves for the most part. So I feel like some people are like, there's no way this guy's ever going to pick me up again. And just like,
ew,
no tip.
It's so gross. I fucking
hate you
people.
Can rate the passengers. But it's like, it doesn't matter.
I know. I'm super nice in Ubers. I've never had an issue. And I have like a 97, 98 or whatever. But I was like, why isn't it? Yeah, I was like, why isn't it 100? I'm so chill.
The times that I was in the Uber with you.
So exactly. I always pay for people's Ubers. I always like get people drunk home, like blah, blah, blah. I'm with my wife sometimes.
Oh, that's an easy couple points down from
and
there.
Almost certainly I have a habit of smoking weed right before I get into an Uber. Because I'm going to
reek of weed.
So I probably just reek of fucking weed to some people too. So.
Oh, I mean, if I see somebody that's like, you know, taking a hit of the vape or like weed or whatever, like right before they get in the car, I'll usually try to be Mr. Cool. And I'd be like,
smells good.
He's like, can I get some? Can I get some?
Yeah. It's cool if you want. Like you can smoke in my car. Like,
really?
Yeah, for
what
sure.
What about the fucking next passenger?
As long as it's aired out, whatever. Nobody fucking notices, dude. Like, whatever.
Just like, dude.
I mean, I'm smoking in my car here
Meanwhile,
and there.
Meanwhile,
so
James is like, why am I not getting tipped? And this person's like, my Uber driver smelled like
reeks
weed.
Reeks of butts.
Reeks, yeah.
If you're not tipping me because I smell bad, well then you got another thing coming,
That
Buster.
Is fucked up, though. I can't believe people just don't tip you.
No, nobody does. I
That's
get like
insane.
Probably like one out of 10 rides.
That's insane.
Do you fully get that money?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So I bet fucking Lyft started the rumor not to tip your...
Right? Well,
either way,
I guess it affects them 0% though.
Yeah either...
Well, to get more drivers on their team.
I think it was Uber that started the rumor or whatever, because there was like a bunch of... Because I don't know if back in the day they weren't getting paid enough, because remember there was that law we voted on where it's like Uber can, whatever, better wages for better...
Yeah.
I think that the only rule that was, where it's like, I can like... be on Uber all day and be driving around or sit in a parking lot, whatever, and then like not get any rides for like an hour, which obviously affects, you know, I'm sitting there for an hour not fucking doing other shit.
Yeah.
But
that much time will go by.
No, not typically, but okay. I'm just using it as an example.
Sure.
Okay.
But like at the end of the day, if you make like under minimum wage, I guess technically, and you work like a certain amount of hours. I'm sorry, are we boring you? but like they'll give you whatever minimum wage is.
Yeah. Well, that's nice enough, I guess, for like a horrible corporate thing. Yeah.
Either way, let's talk about something more interesting.
Yeah, go ahead.
How about another time? Lyft. I was a part of a Lyft hack, and I got $1,000 stolen from me.
What?
For real?
Yeah. Remember that one time I used Lyft? The only time I used Lyft in my life.
That was recently.
Yeah. And I didn't notice it because I had also been spending quite a bit. We were getting a lot of supplies on my account on Amazon for Mess Syndicate. We were... there was like a bunch of stuff that I had to buy, like it, sequentially, like every couple of days I had to buy a couple of things. And I didn't notice my bank account was actually being depleted. $20 for 3 days in a row. Oh. And then it was $50 for 3 days in a row. And then it was $100. It was $200 four times. And it was $300 twice. And that's when I started to notice it. And I was like, what the fuck? Why don't I have as much money as I thought? I used Lyft one time. Where were we? Here, going to Burbank Airport.
Because
I couldn't get an Uber, and we were going to the airport at like 4 a.m. And I don't know what it was. It was some sort of hack, and they just slowly drained my money from my account in a way that wasn't noticeable to me until it was too late.
It was James.
Yeah,
it was just James.
Uber from Hollywood Bowl to... have you guys seen those like Instagram posts or whatever where it's like beware of like scanners in LA or whatever, where it'll just be like
scanners?
Like they scan your card
and get your info.
Yeah, it's like they just, but like I don't believe those really exist.
There's a card you can buy that combats it, and I keep it in between my credit cards because I don't trust anyone these days.
I will say though, I was able to get all my money back because I'm part of like a major bank. It's not
I mean definitely.
Have you seen the chip things? I forget what they're called. Do you know what the scan chip thing is? People can hack like Teslas and
they can just like open houses.
I forget what they're called.
But you can buy
I follow a lot of people that do like shit like that, and they'll just like open like garages or something.
You can do it with houses if people have like keypads for their houses.
So in my head I'm like, like when I first saw that, I forget what it's called, but could you put the name of it?
Right underneath.
I follow a lot of those pages.
I don't. Who cares?
Pee pee poo poo.
Whatever. But I'm like not a bad guy, so in my head, I'm watching these videos, and it's like unlimited Dave and Buster's tokens.
That's
I'm like,
no,
I want one of these.
No, that's a good hack.
Yeah,
it's
the next
called
like
a flipper or something.
Yeah. But so you can do like cute shit with it. You can like put the game on in someone's house or like go to a bar and put on like whatever you want on TV and stuff like that. But
then you can also do awful shit, which is
course.
A great dichotomy of human experience. Yeah. Right
I don't
there.
Know if you guys have, so as a kid, I don't know if you used to do this. Did you ever used to change people's stations like outside
the
house?
You had to get the Universal.
Yeah, the Comcast remote when it first came out.
I never
You'd
had
go
one.
Around the neighborhood like changing people's shit.
I remember people doing it. But
you can do that with Roku. I think too right now.
Roku.
I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Roku TVs.
Oh, just like Universal.
I guess. Yeah, because they all have the same remote apparently.
Well, I mean, I could also put on porn in my neighbor's TV through like AirPlay if I really wanted.
True.
I just airdrop people nudes. It's 2024.
Yeah.
So keeping my eye on this Sizzler right here.
Oh how many minutes we got on that?
10.
Cool.
10. It should be less, but.
Like you're saying it should be because they owe you, or it should be because
No. This person is stopped for, I don't know. I think
for gas? Probably.
Maybe. Oh my God.
That keeps happening to you.
I know.
Eric was like in a rush to get downtown the other day and he called an Uber and he's frantic because he's like trying to get there super fast. And the Uber's running a couple minutes late and then the Uber picks him up and he's just going to make it. If everything goes well, they get there with traffic and everything, he's just going to make it. And the guy was just like, we're going to stop and get some gas.
What?
And filled up. Yeah, and it took like 5 minutes to fill up because the guy was like waiting to gas up or whatever. And Eric's like timing this Uber like perfectly. He still made it, but I feel like on someone else's dollar, like you should be getting gas before you pick someone up.
Probably, but also like coming from me, like I'm very forgetful. Sure. I could totally picture it being like a, like, oh, fuck. Like,
yeah,
I forgot
like,
to get gas.
Don't pick me up. Go get the gas. I know, you but if he
forgot and he only realized it and it's like a Seinfeld situation where like you're on that much E or whatever.
Yeah.
When you're on that much ecstasy.
Yeah.
And you're driving Uber.
In his defense, it was like a rush hour drive to downtown from Glendale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure he was like, I want this ride. No, but I want this ride, but I can't turn it down without, you know.
Got it.
He was super cool.
Oh, yeah, because if you deny rides, too, that just, like, totally takes away from money. Riveting stuff.
Yeah,
riveting.
No, I'm sure it does. So this woman wrote, I'm on my way.
Okay.
And then the Uber stopped updating.
Okay.
So I don't know if she is just rogue now. And
Uber's gone rogue.
Like, it says it will be here in 5 minutes, but the thing still says 10 minutes,
so
and I got a message.
Of it. Like, get swipe out of it. Yeah, okay. Reload your app. And see if that changes it.
Oh, it sure did.
Oh, there we go. How far away is she now,
She's
old man?
She's 5 minutes
Boomer.
Away. Right. I'm sorry.
Let's do one of two things. Call her, put her on the podcast, or B, let's like beat the shit out of her when she gets here.
For being on time.
For content.
Yeah, oh, for content.
Perfect. For content.
That's what I want to do because content.
Oh, I'm actually so hungry now. I can't wait for this.
Yeah, we got a rare steak for you.
For you guys, for you meat eaters over there.
Yeah, we got a lobster and we got a baked potato 4 minutes away. Cool.
Baked potato 4 minutes away.
It's not a nice thing to call that woman.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, he's Irish. He can say it.
I can't. I'm definitely a actual baked
potato boy.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
What's your favorite type of potato? Is it baked?
It's a toss-up.
Mine's twice baked because I just had one the other time, like a couple weeks ago for the first time, and it blew my fucking mind.
Yeah, that's crummy technicality, though.
Why?
No, well, I mean,
my favorite is twice baked.
How is that a crummy technique? It's a technique. It's a technique of potato serving.
Of course it's better than a baked potato.
Scalloped, baked, mashed.
Yeah, well,
what are you, fucking Bubba from Forrest
French
Gump?
French fries count.
Yeah, fries count.
I'm going to go.
Oh, my God. I didn't know this was going to spark such hatred from you.
Yeah.
There's so many different potato styles.
Yeah. But I would consider a baked potato as a baked potato.
I wouldn't say that's the same thing as a twice baked, though, because they scoop it up and they mash it and they fucking stuff it back in there.
Mm-hmm. That's clearly better.
That's like asking,
I don't know.
What's your favorite trees? Trees. And you say a triple cream brie.
Oh, my goodness.
Does that count?
2 minutes, guys. What about mashed, guys?
Mashed is good. But all I said, what's your favorite?
French fries. Duh.
See, there you go. That's a different
style. But how is
style.
Your favorite style of potato? Right. I'm not going to be... All right.
Twice baked.
Okay, thank you. See, he just didn't want to have the same answer as me. He got all upset.
But I'm also a little pissed off. I can't imagine your favorite, like, out of all styles, pierogies, mashed...
Pierogies a potato?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm considering it a potato product. Latkes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, like, those are good.
You're going to say a baked potato
Double.
Is your favorite?
Twice baked is my favorite. It's not. It's a little elevated than just a baked potato.
I'm exiting the worst conversation of my life to go
yeah.
to go get a.
Yeah,
food.
Let's go get the takeout. I guess right. right. God damn, now I'm upset.
Sex Cheers. In the City.
Oh, our fancy meal has arrived.
My God, dude. This is like a make a wish situation, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Who's dying? Which one of us is dying?
Probably,
not it.
Probably,
I think we all know.
I don't know. I've been worse lately. You've been good.
Well,
I've taken
I'm the
a
one
turn
that keeps
for the worst.
Getting kicked out of places, so it could be me.
I'm waiting on some test results.
I'm mid bender right now.
I'm.
You're waiting on some test results.
All right. We're getting this, dude. We finally did it. Ooh, the seal of approval. The Uber driver thanked me for the wonderful smell. She said, thank you for the wonderful smell. And I checked. No, I'm just kidding. But
oh, actually,
she meant this. Yeah.
I legitimately, I thanked one of my Uber customers the other day for the wonderful smell. Because she came in my
Sizzler?
Car. It was some Mongolian barbecue or whatever. Mm. But she was like,
saying things like that is why you're not getting tipped.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your smell.
Oh my God, I'm so hungry.
Oh, they did give us
utensils.
Utensils. This is some sort of butter.
Fang's gonna love the butter.
Yeah, we'll give Fang butter.
He's gonna have to beat me to
this,
it.
I don't know what this is. This seems terrible. That's a piece of.
Don't tell me that's a potato.
No, it's a piece of bread.
Okay. Just a Texas bread. Toast.
I love a greasy Texas toast.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, let's get it off.
I just want to say thanks for dressing up too, guys.
Thank you.
A very Quincy, Massachusetts amount of weed in a big bag.
No, it's a garnish. It's parsley. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Thank you for the wonderful smell. Okay.
Let me see this bad boy.
Hold on.
Ooh.
A real steak knife.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Well, I guess for the steak, right?
There's blood on it. Oh, there's a.
Oh my God! Well, that wouldn't be the first time Uber Eats has forgotten our food.
There's like sour cream.
There's a black glove in there too.
Where's the potato?
There's one white glove and one black glove.
Yeah, where's the potato?
It's right here. What are you talking about?
God, oh my thank God!
All right, I'm trying to get a reveal here. So this is it. This was $50 from Sizzler.
Wait for it. When you open it, it's supposed to make a sizzle sound. There it is.
Guy having a heart attack. Doesn't. Look good. Doesn't look bad.
Looks very mid.
It looks pretty bad.
The thing with lobster tails is they like put it like the meat over the shell to make it look more plump. But if they didn't, it would look horrible.
Okay. All right,
so can I get in on that cheers too, guys? We're about to get out of this. Yeah. Let's find out.
Oh, I'm reaching over the mic. Oh, cheers.
Sex in the City.
Sex in the City with Sizzler.
Sizzler's in the City.
Mm. All right.
All right. Let's break into this thing. Let me make some room.
Give me that fucking potato. I'll help you.
Hey, you. Pass me that knife.
You need to go first. This was your brainchild. This is your dream. This is your make. Oh, a nice fork too. This
really
is your make a wish.
Say, dude.
The weed was real.
So that's your blood on the knife.
So yeah, I asked
some more butter, sour cream chimes. Look at that.
Yeah, I asked for the works for the potato, and they kind of went. Yeah, we'll do it yourself.
Well, yeah.
We'll give you the work.
I thought we were paying to not do it ourselves. That was the point.
We're going to find out. So, baby.
You take the first bite.
Can you cut me off a piece of that lobster? Cut. Thank you. Yeah.
Do you want a little lemon?
Make it two. Is a lemon a lemon thing?
For me, it is.
Yeah. Why not?
Okay. I just know. Oh, that's butter in the middle, right?
It fucking.
You got to open that butter.
It butter be.
Yeah, nice.
Thanks, dude.
Wow. What a moment.
Very drippy, so
yeah.
Oh,
bacon history.
Oh.
Jesus Christ!
All right, let's find out.
And I'm not like a aficionado on lobsters.
Top dog takes the first bite.
It's not warm.
Mm. Ew.
No, I mean, no, it's not. It's not even warm.
Let me try.
It's not cold, but it's not warm. But cold lobster is a thing.
Lobster roll.
So, I mean, depending Connecticut or Massachusetts or.
You look like Reverend Thornton.
I mean, do whatever you want. You like it tastes good.
Reverend Thornton, pee pee poo poo.
It's not rubbery. It's mid, but I've had worse. Damn, girl. Look at that thing. Show that chunk to the camera, bro. Oh. The one you're on.
Oh, show it to the other one.
The one you're on.
Oh. Hey, Gray.
It's cold.
Get a little bit of that dust.
It's not warm.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. I've had way worse lobster.
Right?
Whoa.
Not bad.
I'm actually insanely surprised.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad.
Okay, we got to find out about that. Oh, what?
Gotta give James a little piece.
Yeah. You want to try the lobster too, you lobster?
Sure.
All right. Around the world.
Yeah, might as well. I mean, I only do fancy things every once in a while. Like, this just a tiny piece.
You want the tail? You want
just
the shell?
Just the tiniest piece. I will.
That tiny? Too big?
Yeah, sure. That's fine.
That's fine?
That's fine.
A little butter.
All right.
This is a big moment. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's just fine.
It's definitely lukewarm, but that's like, you know, the travel time, but it's actually not bad.
It tastes like imitation lobster, all right, for sure.
It's not bad. All of us being from New England, like, that's not bad.
I'd say it's bad.
It's flat and weird, but like there's no chewy or weird pieces. It just is so mid though.
No, it's very mid.
One time we were at a lobster bake on the beach, you know, straight fucking New England shit.
Yeah.
I was in charge of cooking all the lobsters for like probably like 20 to 30 people.
Where was this again? Sorry.
At Connor's place in Hull.
And they just left. Volunteered.
They bought a shitload of lobster.
But
we're all
you volunteered
to cook them. Yeah.
No one was like James. Cook these. James is so polite out of his realm sometimes too. You're like, I got this, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're stuck with the whole
big
situation.
Pot,
yeah.
Undercooked all of them.
No.
It was like probably like $500.
I just spit too. like 20 people being like, this tastes weird. But it's like midnight and like pitch black and stuff. So nobody knows they're eating like raw lobster.
Oh my God.
And then eventually, like, I had a bite after everyone. I was like, oh yeah, no, this is definitely not cooked.
Dude, do people pretend they liked it because they're just
no,
nice?
No, they were just like, oh, it tastes like shit. I don't know.
Dude.
Everybody was hammered. So I was it took me to be like, guys, you've all eaten raw lobster. Welcome to my joke.
It was not chicken.
Yeah, but still,
didn't you cook chicken for a whole party one time years ago?
No, my ex-boyfriend. I was trying to be like all nice. I had like never cooked a meal before in my life, and now I'm a pretty good cook. But
you're amazing. This is over a decade ago.
Oh, this is well over a decade ago, and they were like, it's not fully cooked. And I was like, eat it anyways, because I was like, how dare you? Because that's how I get sometimes. Oh, and I was a problem, and I made them eat raw chicken.
One time,
I don't think they ate it. No, I don't think they ate it. I'm pretty sure they just left it.
I when I lived with Johnny Plunkett.
That butter's going to spill.
Yeah, big
Eric.
Time.
Just move it off the.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I live with.
Don't worry about me.
Well, I'm worried about that butter. It's literally, it's got a noose around it now.
All right.
We should lynch that butter.
Yeah, whoa!
Well, it's got a noose around it.
Well, you guys
got
to try that steak now, and then we can be on our merry way with this whole segment.
Mm-hmm. One time I ate raw chicken in Mendocino County when I was living with Johnny Plunkett.
Johnny Plunkett!
And I got food poisoning.
Can I cut it for you?
Yeah, it's a whole ass mess.
Yeah, I can do it for you.
I got room over here. I got all this stuff.
It's okay. Let me just do it for you, yeah?
Yep.
I'll make the boys eat it.
If anything, put the steak on the top.
I'll go get a proper lunch. Ooh,
damn.
Nasty.
Yeah, it's not. It's. I don't know that.
That's nasty.
I don't know. I don't know steak logistics, but it's not cutting nice. It's cutting bad.
Well, I used to eat a lot of steak, and this you can't even cut through this.
Can I get another martini?
You can eat this raw steak that you wanted.
It's overcooked. I need the middle.
Oh, show that. You gotta show that.
This was like impossible to
That's
cut
too
through.
Big. Too big.
That's too big?
That's too big.
I mean, if you want me chewing for the next.
Yeah, I do.
All right. shut that dude up.
Just try. Just in general, I want to know the quality, because I used to love steak, but that's.
I mean, this is essentially a steak restaurant.
Yep.
It's like you're fucking eating bubblegum, dude. I'm disgusted.
It's steak, all right.
Yeah?
Yep. Pretty shitty.
Is it bad?
Here, let me eat closer to my.
Ew.
Oh my gosh.
Mukbang. Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad?
It's not bad.
That's Which one it. Is it?
Give me like 30 more minutes to deliver it.
And we'll see you next week.
it's
when
fine.
James is done chewing.
Do you guys want to try this?
Look at them. They're like, no.
Little piece?
I'll cut you a little piece.
Little piece.
You load up anything in butter and it's going to be fine.
Jeff said earlier yes, and now he's looking at it and I got a solid no.
I could definitely make a better steak though.
Yeah?
Is yeah.
Raw? Actually, you would like it raw. I can't even cut through it, dude.
A lot of gristle.
Dude, that's.
It shouldn't be that difficult to cut a steak.
Let me see that.
That's rare.
Oh, that's. Yeah. Max, we don't want to make you ill.
That's rare, buddy. That's rare.
That is rare, dude.
Oh,
man. You sh-
that's nothing. That's nothing.
This is a.
Jeff's up. No, come on, is Jeffy.
Is it whatever? Or bad? Or...
Oh, my God. Look at his face.
Not stoked. Not stoked. That is a... I mean, I understand it's rare.
That's bloody as hell.
All right, so our review. Mid.
$52.
$52? Absolutely worth it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
From a buffet restaurant that does steaks as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful.
Thanks for dressing up for this, guys.
Of course. Mm-hmm. It's the first fancy meal I've had in years since we got married.
Yeah, cheers. Cheers, guys. Official review, not worth it.
Don't buy it.
Don't buy it. Not for, I mean, maybe if you go and eat it in person with all the delivery fees and it being $50 is kind of crazy.
Nope.
No.
Still no.
Really? Well, we didn't eat the steak.
It's undersalted.
Yeah? Undersalted? Why is it
it's
so tough?
It's just heavy butter because of the gristle.
Yeah. Bad cut of meat. Okay, well, now we know.
Fucking gristle.
They have games at Sizzler, though, right?
No, that's Shakey's, baby. Which I went, the only time I went to Shakey's.
Another overpriced.
I was always, you know, I joke about chain restaurants constantly. So Rebecca was at work one day and I was like, I'm going to go to Shakey's. So I went by myself because it's like a pizza bar.
A children's pizza bar.
It's a pizza. It's a buffet that has pizza and salad. Doesn't
like
matter.
Like showing up to a dog park without a dog.
It's not fucking Chuck E. Cheese, well, but they do have video games and stuff like that.
I show up with a kid and that's all that matters.
Dude, so
on
went,
a leash.
I went there stoned to get lunch. And when I walked in, I was like, there's a little bar there. Obviously, it's like 1 p.m. No one's there. So I sat at the bar by myself and got hammered in a room full of children, alone in the corner.
Classic.
And then, you
that's
know, I'm a big... Yeah, of course. But I'm a big child, so then I walk into the video game room, because I'm already there, right?
Wow, bad
and there's all these little kids playing video games, and I like looked at it and just like was like, I cannot start playing video games right now. Like,
next
I'm
to all these children.
Drinking and alone. I just have to go. Yeah, so
yeah, it's
I,
not like Dave and Buster's where they're encouraging you
to
get like, lit.
Yeah, you can blend in. This was like kids like having a birthday party, and I'm like 3 Bud Lights in, and I'm like, I gotta go. I can't. Mm. So I gave a good look. But to them,
at
it looked,
the kids.
Well, that's what I'm saying. To them, it looked like I walked into the arcade, went.
But to the
and
parents.
And turned around and left. Yeah. To the parents, they were like, what the fuck was that guy?
Yeah, to the parents, you're just, oh my God, you're scoping.
Well, this was whatever, huh?
Why don't you take a bite of that baked potato?
I did. It's okay. It's cold. It's not bad. No, I'm
gonna take a bite. Eat it like an apple, coward.
Well, we can wrap this up, right? Aren't we? What minute mark are we at now? There we go. That's all.
This is the best
with
item.
With the burping and with that.
So if you can get a $4 potato from Sizzler, it's just fine.
Fuck off.
You snuck a baked potato into a movie one time.
Yeah, I did.
That was
because
weird.
I was hungry and
see,
I wanted it.
I understand from you. You
and
your
then
Irish
Regal Cinemas stole my idea and marketed it the next week.
Who?
Regal Cinemas.
You know what?
Remember that? Mm-hmm.
I know we're about to wrap it up, but real quick, I have a Regal Cinemas down the street from me, and every once in a while, I like to go in without seeing a movie and go up to the counter. I'm like, hey, can I just have like a small cup? And they're just like, yeah, for like water or something. Do you want a soda? I'm like, no, just a small cup. I get the small cup, go to the butter station, fill that bitch with butter, then bring it home. Boom, you got a movie experience.
You really do that?
Yeah.
You know, you can buy that at the grocery store.
No.
Free,
it's
and
not,
it's not a scam. It's not a hustle for them.
That's a good point.
I'm all about the hustle,
guys,
baby.
You guys have to have that hustle, those deals.
Hold on. You complain about gas and shit earlier. Is this walkable?
The movie theater butter sauce, we're going to call it sauce because it's not butter or whatever, but like, it's just the fucking, it's
the
tits.
Are you driving there?
It's next to my gym.
Are you walking there or are you driving there?
It's usually after
Are you walking? Oh, it's after the gym.
I drive to the gym.
So you go to the gym and then you have a big old cup of butter.
Yeah, baby.
Does it not congeal?
No.
No.
It's like
because it's fake.
It's basically like oil. Mm. Mm-hmm. You could cook with it. You could.
Guys, this is
you want to scam movie theaters.
James will be back next month, next week, whenever the next one we do is, and he'll give you all his scam and hustler ideas. I know you've got millions of them.
Just like Jamie, or who was that guy that did it on Comedy Central, that scam show?
Where I don't remember that.
It was like a scam show on Comedy Central in like early 2000s, where he was like, hey, you want free soda? Like, I carry like
Extreme cheapskates.
Something like that. Where he's like, I carry like a king-size cup from Burger King, McDonald's. I just walk in, fill that
to save bitch. Like, what, a quarter?
Yeah.
50 cents?
Like, yeah.
What point does your integrity, how is your integrity valued less than,
next
you know?
Time you do the butter thing? Take a selfie video of yourself doing it. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can put that in one of this. I want to call it Jams as Scams.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right, guys, and that's been our episode.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Cheers.
Stay in school. Cheers.
Stay in school. Please stay in school or you'll end up like us.